A gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida as the Marlins get set to take on the St. Louis Cardinals at Roger Dean Stadium today. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and it is my pleasure to be joined alongside Marlins second baseman D. Gordon. D, great to see you. You've been part of some big league camps, most notably with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But how is this spring with the Marlins compared to some of the others?
It's good. I like being here with these guys and developing this camaraderie with these guys that we have, and it's an amazing fit for me, I think, and I'm just happy to be here.
Speaking to some of those other guys, a handful of guys, most notably three of your teammates in the infield this year, Michael Morse, Martin Prado, and yourself. You're new to this organization, but what's the atmosphere been like in the clubhouse? Take us inside the clubhouse this spring. What's it been like working with some of these new guys?
It's been real loose. Morse and Prado are two veterans in the infield that me and Hetch can lean on, and so they've been that for us and helping us, and they're making it easy over there for me and Hetch.
Over the course of these last couple of years, Adani Echevarria has really stood out as the shortstop in the National League. Of course, Andrelton Simmons in Atlanta is another guy as well, but your new infield partner, your new double play duo up the middle, what's it been like working with Etch?
It's been really good. We've drawn to each other so far, and I think it's going to get better as time goes along.
Defensively, I know you were extremely excited to work with Marlins infield coach Perry Hill. He's one of the best in the business. He's an infield guru. What's it been like working with him thus far?
It's been amazing. He's helped my game so far in 6 weeks. Made me a better player, and I can't wait to continue to work with him and get better every day.
On the flip side, offensively, you've got a chance to work with Brett Butler, who suits you extremely well considering what you have to offer offensively. What are some of the things you've learned from Brett so far?
Just touch, bunting, base stealing stuff, sliding. He's helped me a lot here in these 6 weeks, and just like everything else, I'm just excited to keep working with him every day and getting better.
D, you got off to a little bit of a slow start this spring, but you've really picked it up as of late. Was it just a matter of continuing to get at bats, getting in the batter's box, getting the feel for big league play once again, or did you change some things with Brett?
Just try not to peak too soon. Just trying to get my time in every day, trying to just have good at-bats, which I was always having early in spring. So just continue to have good at-bats and ground out at-bats every day.
D, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the time. We can't wait to get going on Monday, April 6th, opening night against the Atlanta Braves.
Let's do it.
That was Marlins second baseman D. Gordon with us on Marlins on Deck this afternoon. When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.